I think most of the time I was talking to people who were still alive, who'd been on the project, and again, now realizing that I was so lucky to have met so many people who have since sort of passed on. It was great meeting Bob Serber in New York. I went over to his apartment, and I was walking down the hallway, and then it was like, you know, Robert Serber, the Serber's name were on their apartment, and then it was I.I. Robbie on another one. And then I walked through the door, totally gracious, lovely people. He goes, you know, your family lived in this apartment before we did, because apparently, and I didn't know this, that when my grandfather, my grandmother, my dad, and my aunt came over from Italy, they came, they left Italy. The way they had to leave Italy because of Mussolini was they went to get Enrico's Nobel Prize. Instead of going back to Italy, they left Sweden and went straight to the United States, and they had set it all up so that Enrico had a teaching position at Columbia, and so Columbia provided this apartment for them when they first arrived, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to leave. They couldn't take their stuff with them at the time when they left Italy. So that was really amazing for me. What I was, because I didn't know my grandfather, and so I was sort of really interested in what people had to say about him and what he was like. And that's when I sort of realized that, oh, he wasn't just one of the physicists. He was actually a pretty key physicist who worked on the Manhattan Project. And then I kind of understood better. It's so lame. Then I understood better how the first self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction in Chicago really sort of like open the gate, and that code word, the Italian navigator, has landed in the new world. Now I really understood what that meant a lot better.